with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Nuclear negotiations continue between the U.S. and Iran this weekend.
Experts on both sides will meet on Saturday to start hammering the technical details of any possible deal. The talks seek to limit Iran's nuclear program in exchange for the lifting of some of the crushing economic sanctions the U.S. has imposed on the Islamic Republic. President Donald Trump has repeatedly threatened to unleash airstrikes targeting Iran's program if a deal isn't reached. Iranian officials increasingly warned that they could pursue a nuclear weapon, with their stockpile of uranium enriched to near weapons-grade levels. I'm Karen Shamas.
After a time of comparative quiet, there's been another murder on New York City's subway system.
Police in New York City are looking for a man they say stabbed to death another man during Friday morning rush hour on the subway and in the subway station when the two men got off. Police say the men had gotten into an argument when the attacker stepped on the victim's shoes. It happened in the Brooklyn Bridge City Hall subway station in Lower Manhattan. Police say the victim, a 38-year-old man, was stabbed multiple times in his torso and was pronounced dead at a nearby hospital. Police described the attacker as in his 20s or 30s, dressed in black and wearing black headphones. I'm Donna Warder.
Organizers and the Kennedy Center have canceled a week's worth of events celebrating the LGBTQ lifestyle for this summer's World Pride Festival in Washington, D.C. The move comes amid a shift in priorities and the ousting of center leadership. The events at the center have been planned for June 5th through 8th. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 20 points, the Nasdaq rose 216, with the S&P 500 advancing 40. Oil up to $63.20 a barrel. SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Ohio.
A federal judge says Montgomery County cannot sever relations with a Christian home for abused women just because it is religious. Grace Haven Incorporated was seeking a preliminary injunction against the county, which is trying to cut the ministry off because it hires only Christians. This kind of case is becoming increasingly common across the U.S. as states, counties, and cities pass laws designed to promote the LGBT agenda in hiring. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The National Institutes of Health will no longer provide grant money to any college or university that boycotts Israel. It's all part of President Trump's efforts to root out anti-Semitism in America's higher education system. Every year, the NIH hands out tens of billions of dollars in the form of 50,000 or more academic and research grants. The new policy defines a boycott as refusing to deal specifically with Israeli companies or with companies doing business with Israel. SRN News. Upward momentum continues on Wall Street.
Big tech stocks carried Wall Street higher at the end of a roller coaster week. The S&P 500 rose 0.7% Friday, adding to its big gains over the past 3 days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lagged the other major indexes with a gain of just 20 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.3%. Most stocks in the S&P 500 fell. That came as more company CEOs said the uncertainty created by President Donald Trump's trade war is making it difficult to give Wall Street the financial forecasts it's accustomed to getting. Treasury yields eased a bit more in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Donald Trump is badgering the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates, but even if the Fed gave in to the pressure, it wouldn't necessarily lead to lower borrowing costs for consumers. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.